The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
The growing crises engulfing the White House, from booster shots to diplomatic disputes, the border.
If somebody walks into the country right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time.
How many people do you believe have been released into the United States since Joe Biden took office?
It's well over a million and counting.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studio, here's Mike Gallagher.
We're in the middle of a crisis here at Team Gallagher. Just like the Biden administration has a foreign policy crisis, a domestic policy crisis, crises all over the place, here's our crisis. Biden is giving his first address to the United Nations General Assembly right now, and I'm tasked with deciding whether or not you should hear any of it. I have no idea. You know, if it were Trump speaking, it'd be no question. We'd blow all the spots out. Let's go. President Trump is speaking. Our listeners want to hear him. You want to hear Biden? He's going to host a bilateral meeting in New York with the Australian Prime Minister. Then he's going to go back to the White House to meet with the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. Should we listen in a little bit? I think we should. Or should I take a vote on it? Maybe we do a straw poll. Let's take a two-minute straw poll because he's speaking now. And my gut tells me you don't want to hear him. My talk show host brain tells me we ought to carry a little bit of it because I can't imagine what this guy's going to say to reassure a very nervous world that he's doing a good job. The world knows he's not. Somebody said I had to go broadcast from Del Rio, Texas. You think I want to go down there and hang out with 15,000 illegals? I'm afraid to go down the hall to the bathroom, come in contact with anybody. I figure I'll be on a ventilator by Friday. You think I'm going to go? Wonder how many of those Haitians have COVID. Sure, I'll go right down there and wade into that crowd. Hi, how are you? Mike Gallagher here. Can you step up to my microphone? Are you tested? Circle back, Psaki says, we don't need to worry about vaccines for the illegals because they don't plan to stay long. Yes, she actually said that. I've got the receipts. She actually said it.
They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same thing.
It's not the same as American citizens or foreign nationals. The illegals from Haiti don't intend to stay here for a long time, which, of course, betrays the lie that they're genuinely seeking asylum. All right, so maybe 2 minutes of Biden. How about I give you 2 minutes? Let me take a vote. Tracy, don't screen any calls. We'll just throw the phone lines wide open. 1-800-655-MIKE. I'll keep track. We'll do one of our famous Gallagher straw polls. 2 minutes. We'll pick 2 minutes of the most profound things that Biden has to say. Are you okay with 2 minutes of Biden here on this Tuesday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios? 800-655-MIKE. 2 minutes. We'll take your votes, and we'll just take a quick straw poll, and then we'll decide. But you will be the judge. You'll program. You'll program my show. I don't mind. Everybody's telling me what to do anyway. Everybody wants to tell me how to do a show, what medicines I can take, what I can't take. Let's just take some calls here. Line one, yes or no? 2 minutes of Biden or no?
I say yes as long as you translate it mumbling.
I'm going to need an interpreter. All right, maybe I'll try to interpret his mumbles. Yes or no, line two? 2 minutes of Biden, yes or no?
Your gut's right, no.
No? All right. That's thank you. 800-655-MIKE. Little Gallagher straw poll. We ought to do some music when we do these, Eric. How about now? How about you, line three? Yes or no? 2 minutes of Joe Biden at the UN or not?
No, sir.
No, sir. All right. Thank you. Appreciate the call. 2-1 so far. How about line four? Yes or no? 2 minutes of Biden.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. All right. Listen, you know what? I'm going to respect the vote here. So when we end the straw poll, the yeses or the A's or the nays will have it. Line one, yes or no? 2 minutes of Biden?
No.
All right. Thank you, sir. 1-800-655-MIKE. Line two, that's you. Yes or no of Biden?
Absolutely no. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. How about you? Line three, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. All right, you want to hear him. 2 minutes of Biden. It's only going to be 2 minutes. How about you? Line four, yes or no of Joe Biden?
No.
All right, appreciate the vote. Thank you for participating in this scientific poll vetted by Team Gallagher. How about you? Line one, 2 minutes of Joe Biden, yes or no?
Absolutely not. Spare me.
All right, spare you. All right, this looks like it's a rout so far. How about you? Line two, yes or no, 2 minutes of Biden?
Yeah, as long as you talk about what a traitor he is.
All right. Yes, if I qualify it, that he's a traitor. Line three, yes or no, 2 minutes of Joe Biden. How about you, line three?
Yeah, we might as well hear what he has to say.
All right.
Let him dig himself up. Always dug himself into.
Kind of like what I did with Anthony from Rehoboth Beach the other day. Just let him talk, right? Give him 2 minutes. All right, it's getting close. 7-4. I'm about 60 seconds away from ending this. Just think, a handful of listeners are going to make a big programming decision for the Mike Gallagher Show. Line four, yes or no? Should we carry 2 minutes of Biden?
No!
Okay, I like your passion. Line one, yes or no? 2 minutes of Biden?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. All right, the no's are starting to lead the yays. Line two, yes or no? 2 minutes of Joe Biden?
No.
All right. Thank you very much. And by the way, please don't vote. I'm starting to hear voice. I don't know. Did I recognize that guy's voice? Line three, yes or no? 2 minutes of Biden on the Mike Gallagher Show?
Absolutely, yes. You can't censor the bumbling president of the United States.
All right. All right. I think you've got to. See, that's my instinct. I think we got to hear him. But I've respected the vote, so I'm going to need to get six more yeses before we can do it. Right now it's 10-5. So we'll see when we cut this off, and it will be fully at the host's discretion. I get to be the decider on this, the decider in chief. Line four, you want to hear 2 minutes of Biden at the UN?
The thing. I got my Bible.
That down as a yes. I think he wanted to. We'll just put that again. This is very scientific. I've been trained by the experts at Rasmussen. And at Gallup. Line one, yes or no? 2 minutes of Joe Biden.
Yes, we need some laughs.
Need some laughs. All right. See, a little bit of. All right. The yeses are coming back. We're about to cut this off. Let's see. 10-7. Line two, yes or no? 2 minutes of Joe Biden at the United Nations General Assembly.
Mike, don't waste your time. No.
No. All right. All right. I thought we were going to have a rout. I thought we were going to have a comeback for yeses. Line three, yes or no?
UN.
That's you. Line three. Go ahead. Yes or no? 2 minutes of Biden.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. All right. All right. The yeses are coming back. So 10, 11 to 8. It's 11 to 8. All right. We're down to the wire here. We got about 45 seconds to go. Line four. Yes or no?
2 minutes, Joe Biden, the United
States. Absolutely not.
I think you called already. In fact, yes, you called twice. That vote doesn't count. That line one. Yes or no? 2 minutes of Joe Biden.
2 minutes of testing my gag reflex. No thanks.
I'm going to put you down as a no. All right, line. We don't need to hear about your gag reflex. Line two. How about you? Yes or no? Joe Biden, 2 minutes. He's talking right now about the extreme weather events are a code red. That might give you a taste of what you'll hear if you suffer through. I mean, if you listen to 2 minutes of Joe Biden. How about you? Line two. 2 minutes. Yes or no?
No, no pathological liars.
No pathological liars on Team Gallagher. All right, line. The nose are starting to widen the gap. Line three, yes or no?
Absolutely not.
All right, absolutely not. That's a Chicago accent too. Listening on 560, The Answer. Line four, yes or no? 2 minutes of Biden or no?
No, he's never had anything good to say.
All right. I hate to tell you this, but I think the no's are going to have it. So, again, don't ever accuse me of not trusting my listeners. I'll highlight it for you. Again, looking at the graphic on my monitor, he says extreme weather events are a code red. I don't think you should suffer through this. I think the votes are 5, 10, 15. It was 15 to 8. So by an almost 2-to-1 margin, you said no. The no's shall have it. But you are going to hear from Circleback, because I can't get past
this. They're not
this
intending
one.
To stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's but the same here. Thing.
There is a lot of comedy gold on the left.
COVID is God's gift to the left.
But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
Want to support the Mike Gallagher Show? Be sure to patronize our great advertisers.
And I love you best. You're not like the rest. You're there when I need you. You're there when I need. I'm gonna need.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 Quick Start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Sitting in a tiny table in a rinsy restaurant.
This is Vincent in St. Paul, Minnesota. Before I forget, I'll say thank you. Human rights. The President Biden is going to talk about human rights. For what's been going on in Afghanistan, you know, when Joe Biden and the troops went in there, and what's been going on now, is that human rights? President Biden, look in the mirror. God bless you.
God bless you. Yeah, what about the rights of those who are left behind in Afghanistan, the Americans who were abandoned? No, media doesn't want to cover that at all. You know what the media wants to cover? The Border Patrol agents on horseback with the Haitian illegals, trying to prevent these illegals from entering the United States. You know, I've with this crisis that Biden has at the border, nearly 15,000 illegals just marching into the country and camping out under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas. I was thinking yesterday morning, the Democrats need something to distract the American people's attention from this catastrophe. Because this is a dumpster fire. This is a huge, huge crisis. Everybody knows it. They sure know it. So what can happen that will distract from the crisis of illegals pouring across the border? Yeah, a Border Patrol agent on horseback with the reins of the horse, and according to social media, and now the left, the beast has decided that the Border Patrol agent who was caught on video on his horse was whipping Haitian immigrants. You know, like a remnant of slavery, like an image of slavery, of slaves being whipped. Oh, yeah, that's they found their distraction. Listen to Chris Cuomo last night on CNN, because thankfully, they think, we got something to take Americans' minds off of this catastrophic situation in Del Rio, Texas. the Texas-Mexico border with thousands of Haitian illegals, many of whom are COVID positive. The guy on the horseback, that should do the trick. Right, Chris Cuomo?
We really are in the throes in this country of figuring out who we are and what we're about. And I was taken aback by a single image that should make you pay attention to a problem. This one. There's a lot here. Yeah, as an image, to me it does smack of a bygone era of slavery, aided by reports of people being beaten, whether with a riding crop or the reins, most likely. You may be drawn to the desperation of the man trying to escape. Others, in the desperation of keeping our borders safe, of what I believe the former president tried to depict as a brown menace at our border.
Is that one of the most sickening things you've ever heard? Is that not one of the most disgusting things? So now they're going to investigate the Border Patrol agent on a horse. They'll spend more time investigating a Border Patrol agent trying to do his damn job. There'll be more discipline meted out to that Border Patrol agent on horseback than there will be the actual illegals who are breaking our laws and storming into the United States. That's where we are, Cuomo. You're a big part of the problem. 1-800-655-MIKE. Did you see the image of the Border Patrol agent on the horseback? Were you taken aback by it, like Chris Cuomo and the gang at CNN? 1-800-655-6453. We've got an open line for you. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Did the State Department turn over documents to the FBI related to Hunter Biden, Burisma, and or the Blue State Strategies Corporation?
You'll have to...
Are you saying you have not had an interview with the FBI?
It would not be appropriate for me to comment.
Let me remind the gentleman that the topic of this hearing is Afghanistan.
The Secretary generally refuses to answer questions about Afghanistan, so I just figured we'd talk about something you should be intimately familiar with.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Portions of our show are brought to you by MyPillow. Wow, have we got a big offer coming. If you've been thinking about those sheets, the Giza Dream Sheets, have I got a major announcement to make in a couple of moments. Also brought to you by Stamps.com. If you've got a small business, or if you mail and ship and receive packages, letters all the time, there's nothing worse than wasting trips standing in line at the post office. You never have to go to the post office again when you're a Stamps.com customer like I am. I have been for years. Since 1998, Stamps.com has been an indispensable tool for nearly a million of us. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. Whether you're in an office, sending invoices, maybe you've got an Etsy shop, or you just mail or ship a lot of packages and receive them, all you need is your computer and a printer. No special supplies or equipment, and within a few minutes, you'll be up and running, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. You'll get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's never any risk, and when you use my promo code MikeG, you'll get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. Never any long-term commitments or contracts. Go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in Mike G. Stamps.com. Promo code Mike G. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. So the Democrats found their distraction from the border crisis. The guy on the horse, the Border Patrol agent, Chris Cuomo, waxing, opining, melting down practically about the picture of the Border Patrol agent. And of course, it's just what somebody like Chris Cuomo loves to see, a black man, the Haitian illegal, and what appears to be a Caucasian or Hispanic man on a horse. Here's more, if you can stand it. Listen, I know you didn't want to hear Biden. You probably don't want to hear this, but this is what we're up against. This is the distraction Democrats hope they get so that Americans can take their mind off of the Biden catastrophe. Here's what spin and melodrama and righteous, fake righteous indignation sounds like.
What is asylum? Who can decide it? What are the circumstances? Where should it be done? Nobody wants to do the hard work. They just want to pander to, don't you care about these people? Look how they're being treated. And the other side says, do you really want these people coming to take your jobs and kill your women? And we're stuck there. And we're stuck there. Because nobody wants to make a change. Nobody wants to die on this hill. And nobody wants to do anything small, an incremental measure. Just change those laws. Just change the support staff. They want it to be big, impressive. So we're nowhere. And that picture tells us that. Could have been taken 100 years ago. And here we are today. And we're not going to get anywhere better until you demand it.
That's right. You got to demand it. We got to do better. Chris Cuomo doesn't want a Haitian being encountered by a Border Patrol agent on a horse because he's taken aback by that. You know what I'm taken aback by? The screams of asylum. Because I can promise you, Chris Cuomo wants every one of these Haitians to claim asylum, right? But if they're seeking asylum, did you know that that asylum means it's only, they're only going to be here temporarily? Did you realize that asylum means a brief stay? I mean, that's what the White House press secretary said yesterday. Listen to Circle Back Jen, and this exchange was with Fox News Channel's Peter Ducey.
A question about what's going on at the border. Is somebody asking the foreign nationals who are walking into Del Rio, Texas, and setting up camps on this side of the border for proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test?
Well, first of all, I can readdress for you or re-talk you through what steps we take.
That is the policy for people who fly into the country. So if somebody walks into the country right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
Well, let me explain to you again, Peter, how our process works. As individuals come across the border, and they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same here. Thing.
We got to break that down. First of all, if they have symptoms. We all know that there's a whole lot of people who are walking around with COVID that have no symptoms. But according to Circleback, if you've got symptoms, then you are assessed. So unless you have 103 fever and a runny nose and a cough, you're not vetted at all. But then she got to the second part, which is even more astounding.
They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same thing.
They're not intending to, so they're not seeking asylum. Because what are they seeking asylum for? To go to Six Flags? They just want to spend a weekend and then they're going back to Haiti? How's that work? Temporarily coming into the United States. These people are out of their minds. They've got a catastrophe on their hands, and they have absolutely no idea how to handle it. David, we'll start with you in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hi, David. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I just want to mention that I guess the video and things, okay, they have a guy on a horse, but he's not doing anything wrong. But CNN starts making up lies and Biden lies. It's like anytime they talk, you should think of the opposite. But they're not going to show a video of those kids in Afghanistan that are blowing up. And another thing, that nobody thinks about this, so you got all that sex trafficking on the border. Those 12-year-old, 14-year-old, whatever, young girls will end up in South Houston being sex slaves.
Yep.
A lot of them will die, and a lot of them are going to be in hell for the next 10 years, and it's all because of Biden's policy.
Well, you know, you mentioned Biden's policies, David. It would be interesting to know what the media would be responding, how they would be reacting to a Border Patrol agent on a horse with a Haitian refugee if this was during the Trump administration. It would be Trump's Border Patrol. It would be Trump's Border Patrol agent. It would be Trump's policies. It would all be about Trump. Somehow the mainstream media doesn't want to attach anything to the Biden administration that might make the Biden administration look bad. The complicity of the mainstream media is so grotesque to ignore the plight of the Americans that we left behind in Afghanistan, to ignore the seven children that the Biden administration blew up. I mean, it's unreal. It's absolutely criminal what this media is doing. I've never seen anything in my 60-plus years on this planet. I've never seen a corrupt media like this. I've never seen this kind of dereliction of any bit of responsibility to even pretend to seek the truth. But Americans know the truth. More and more good things are happening. First of all, I heard Byron York this morning point something out on the radio about what the Democrats are trying to do using reconciliation. They're using a trick to try to advance their agenda. That's all it is. And they got big problems on their hands. You got the squad battling with the moderates. You got Kyrsten Sinema, Joe Manchin. Who knows what they're going to do? The Democrats, as Politico described it, are in the middle of a 5-alarm political fire. And as Byron York pointed out, if your whole strategy to advance your agenda is to try to use a parliamentarian trick, like reconciliation, to advance, you know, a pathway to citizenship for illegals, human infrastructure, now all of a sudden to the Democrat, it's a trick. It's a distortion. And the American people are seeing right through it. Here in the state of Florida, Politico had a report this week that right now Florida is poised to have, for the first time in modern political history, more registered Republicans than Democrats. At the end of August, you got to hear this. At the end of August, Democrats had a 23,000 registered voter lead edge over the Republicans. You know what it was at the end of, after Obama won the state in 2008? 700,000. Democrats have gone from a 700,000 vote majority in Florida to a 23,000 voter majority at the end of August. Longtime Florida Democrat operative Steve Shale told Politico, without a full frontal, professional, and accountable partisan effort to turn it around, there will be more Republicans registered in Florida than Democrats. That has never happened before. And given their voters have higher turnout scores, this isn't a great place to start. Politico says that Florida having more registered Republicans than Democrats heading into the 2022 midterms could lead to Florida losing battleground status. Politico wrote, Democrats in Florida are facing a five-alarm political fire headed into the 2022 midterms. They've known about it for years, but have been unable to extinguish the blaze. This state, currently run by Governor Ron DeSantis, has not just become more Republican over a single issue. There's all kinds of factors that are playing into this, including the migration of many, many non-Floridians to move into the state. Democrat State Representative Anna Escamani told Politico, it's a huge deal for Florida Democrats. I cannot stress that enough. Bottom line is, Ron DeSantis has done plenty right. That's why I'm proud to be on the stage with him day after tomorrow here in Tampa at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay Thursday night, the Job Creators Network. We're going to have a tremendous in-person event that I hope you can be a part of. It's all part of the Job Creators Network Bring Back Small Business Tour. Thrilled to be on stage with Governor Ron DeSantis. Alfredo Ortiz is going to talk to us today on the radio show. They're doing such a great effort on behalf of small businesses, and I want you to be a big part of that as well. Come on out and see us in person. For tickets, go to theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com. Tickets are still available, but they are going fast. We're having a great, great last-minute response, and a lot of people, hundreds of people, will turn out to the Grand Hyatt, and I hope you can join us in person. For tickets, go to theanswertampa.com. And again, that's this Thursday, day after tomorrow, 5:30 VIP reception, 7 o'clock, the main event at the Grand Hyatt. Governor Ron DeSantis, yours truly, Mike Gallagher, and many others. Captain Matt's going to be here. Captain Matt Bruce, very colorful local host here in the Tampa Bay area. For tickets, go to theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com. And this JCN bus tour, the Job Creators Network bus tour, so many people are joining the bandwagon for Job Creators Network because they're fighting hard. Learn how to become a small business advocate. Go to jcnbustour.com, jcnbustour.com.
Celebrating Mike Gallagher's 23 years of radio coast to coast, we're so grateful for your support over the years, and the best is yet to come.
And speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such empty.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
I think it's funny that we have a lot of people that are talking about what the crisis is in the border, but they're willing to not look at their own lives and look at that and try to correct that, just like Chris Cuomo and his family.
I wonder if Chris Cuomo would like to have those Haitians go visit him at his home in the Hamptons, or maybe they could move into his living room in his Tony spacious Upper West Side apartment, where he has been storming around maskless on the elevator when they had a mask mandate there. That's what they do, though. The rules for thee, not me. Have you heard about this doozy of a mayor, the San Francisco mayor, London Breed? Oh, yeah, she had her own French laundry moment. She was photographed at a city jazz club dancing and singing without her mask on, despite a citywide mandate. Because you can imagine, in San Francisco, you need to be locked down. It's San Francisco, after all. Her explanation is so off the charts insane that if anybody who lives in San Francisco has got to be looking at themselves saying, we put this lunatic in office? Wait till you hear the mayor of San Francisco, London Breed, who is defiant over breaking her own mask mandate. Oh, yeah, this is a classic. Portions of our show are brought to you by MyPillow, and boy, do we have a big announcement for you today. I need a little drum roll. I need a little timpani. I can never find it when I need it. Where's my timpani, Eric? Can't find it. Because I've got a huge announcement about the Giza Dream Sheets. Now, I've been telling you about these Giza Dream Sheets for about a year or two. Mike Liddell came up with the softest, smoothest, most comfortable sheets in the world, made from the finest cotton on earth. They come in a variety of colors. Check this out. Are you ready for this price? These Giza Dream Sheets, soft, luxurious, sale of the year right now. Order one set of the Giza Dream Sheets. Get the second set absolutely free with the promo code MikeG. It's a great offer. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials. That's where you'll find the MyPillow Premium that's now $29.98. It's normally $69.98. Or the mattress topper that transforms your bed into the most comfortable bed you're ever going to own. 30% off the regular price. Plus, you'll get two free MyPillows. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034, like we love to say.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. Coming up, well, Johnson & Johnson has a big announcement about their the booster process. To booster or not to booster? That is the question. Also, my buddy Alfredo Ortiz talking about fighting for small businesses in America because they're under siege by the Biden administration.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.